Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 45, and we are still talking about how that Christ died. And let me get some feedback from you. I'm so glad to know how this is impacting your life and impacting a friend as you shared with somebody what somebody said about it. I'll be so glad to know. So we're going to 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1, and that is our golden scripture. That's where we are digging the gold from. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. And I always stop here to say what? You have not believed in vain. For I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all, how that Christ died. How that Christ died. So we've been talking about how that Christ died, which is the priority of the gospel. And why does the priority of the gospel? Because when you look at it, the gospel, you might not see where it is going. But look at that. Because the commonest scripture about the gospel is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So Jesus came to deal with something, spiritual death. And in dealing with spiritual death, he gave us spiritual life, took away your spiritual death, and gave you spiritual life. And that is why I'm pausing here to show you that kind of life, the kind of life Jesus gave to us. And I said, it is what? Zoe. The God kind of life. The spiritual life. He's imparted to you. Okay. So we have done four kinds of or manner of lives that is written in the Bible. Zoe, Shuka, Bios, and Anastrophe. And if you've not heard about those, then it means I have to go into the archives and dig. They are all there. And I said to you that, strangely enough, all the church has majored on its manner of life, which is bios. We have concentrated on manner of life. There's a way to behave. There's a way to conduct yourself as a believer. I'm not saying it's wrong for us to teach that, but I'm saying that instead of majoring on this, we should major on eternal life. We should major on eternal life, because no matter what manner of life or behavior you have, if you do not have eternal life, it amounts to nothing. Listen, are you getting what I'm saying? I'm saying that no matter what manner of life, you can be the perfect Mr., perfect Mrs., perfect Miss., perfect behavior, you can have that. But if you have that kind of manner of life, but you do not have eternal life, then you score zero. In fact, you go into the negative. You go into the negative, because anyone without eternal life is already perishing. Anyone without eternal life is in union with the devil. Anyone without eternal life has spiritual death operating in them. So eternal life cannot be compared with manner of life. It's so high above. I'm not saying that, okay, what about those who have eternal life but are misbehaving? Yes, they are there. There are those who have received eternal life, but it's as if there is nothing in there. And we will come to that, because if you do not renew your mind, listen, if you do not renew your mind, you will still be operating by the old way of life, even though the old man, will come to that, Romans chapter 6, will come to that. The old man has already been crucified with Christ and is dead and is gone, but you do not know. Because of that, you still are going by the way of life that you used to live. that is there. But I'm saying, I'm proving a point to you that without eternal life, we can get the best behavior from anybody, but it amounts to zero. That is worse. That is dangerous. Not to have eternal life, but to have great behavior. And you know, those who are very good and do not have good behavior, it's very difficult to get them to understand those kind of things because they think, I'm good. I'm not hurting anybody. I'm doing very well. I'm even better than many people who claim to go to church and who claim to be born again, and I'm okay. And so why are you telling me? No, you do not understand, because without eternal life, no matter how perfectly you behave, no matter how perfectly you be, you are in union with the devil. And say, oh, I have no devil in me. I'm not saying you have any devil in you. I'm saying that Adam received the nature of the devil and imparted to anybody who comes through Adam. And unless you receive Christ and are imparted with eternal life, you are going nowhere. But I thank God that you have received Christ. I thank God that you're hearing these words. I thank God that eternal life is operating in your spirit. You're so blessed. Bye.